Welcome to Technocracy News and Trends, the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here's the title of this story. China's DeepSeek Issues. Rare Warning of an Incoming AI-Fueled Jobpocalypse by Tyler Durden via Zero Hedge, published on November 19, 2025. The Marxists blasted technocracy in 1944. Where the economic analyst notes the development of this type of chronic unemployment, Howard Scott records nothing less than the abolition of human labor. One of the fundamental tenets of technocracy is that labor has become non-essential to society. Technocrats have never changed their view in 100 years and have finally figured out a way to destroy capitalism for good. The Marxist publication concluded, "This is a faithful rendering of Scott's views. Technological improvement will itself bring about the automatic collapse of the present system, which will fall of its own weight. The technocrats conceive their job to be merely to sit back and wait for this to happen." For almost 100 years, technocrats have been gunning for the death of capitalism, the price-based monetary system, and the collapse of labor. Even as they gaslight the world that the age of abundance is just around the corner, if left to technocrats, reality can be a cruel taskmaster. Read about it in our latest book, The Final Betrayal: How Technocracy Destroyed America. Patrick Wood, Editor. At the World Internet Conference in Wuxian, DeepSeek senior researcher Chen Deli made a rare public appearance late last week, warning that artificial intelligence could wipe out most jobs within the next 10 to 20 years. For our readers, this warning sounds very familiar. We've been highlighting the same jobpocalypse scenario for years, including in our March 2023 report, AI will lead to 300 million layoffs in the U.S. and Europe. This will shake society to its core, Deli told the audience at the state-backed industry conference last Friday. He urged AI companies to act as whistleblowers, warning the public about the massive labor disruptions ahead. Deli described the current period as a honeymoon phase, a brief window where AI enhances productivity without replacing too many workers, but cautioned that once it ends, mass job losses will begin to accelerate. He added, "Tech companies should play the role of guardians of humanity, at the very least, protecting human safety, then helping to reshape societal order." DeepSeek's labor market warning comes amid worsening youth unemployment and a lackluster post-pandemic economic recovery in China. Official figures show youth unemployment peaked at 21.3% in mid-2023 before authorities halted publication of the data. Founded in 2023, DeepSeek jolted the stock market earlier this year, especially AI U.S. stocks, after unveiling a low-cost model that is at a fraction of the cost of ChatGPT's o1. In the U.S., the latest Challenger Gray & Christmas jobs data showed that AI-related job losses have already begun. Here's a snippet from the report. In October alone, cost-cutting was the top reason employers cited for job reductions, responsible for 5,437 announced layoffs. Artificial intelligence, AI, was the second most cited factor, leading to 31,039 job cuts as companies continue to restructure and automate. AI has been cited for 48,414 job cuts this year. In mid-October, UBS analyst Nana Antietu cited Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin's remarks at the Aiken Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina, which revealed that AI's impact on the labor market is already underway. Circling back to our March 2023 report, outlining the incoming jobpocalypse. What's critical in the U.S. is that Gen Z and millennials are not only financially strained, but also stand to be hit hardest by the coming wave of AI-driven job losses. The Trump administration must recognize this and, to counter the disruption, focus on creating real opportunities and restoring affordability for these generations. If it fails, there's a growing risk that these cohorts will be sucked into socialist and Marxist movements within the Democratic Party, which promise voters free stuff while squandering the nation's inheritance toward collapse. Affordability and opportunity, particularly for the youth, will be major political themes in the year ahead. Read full story here. Thanks for listening. Please download this audio file and share it with others. See my store for books and products on the Technocracy News website / store.